This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says roughly 1 in 10 people around the world may have been infected with the coronavirus. The head of the Health Emergencies Program at the World Health Organization, Michael Ryan, said Monday that the agency's best estimates indicate 10% of the world's population, or some 760 million people, could have contracted the virus. That estimate is more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases in the world. It would still leave more than 90% of the population susceptible to the virus. The number of confirmed worldwide cases tallied by the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center surpassed 35 million on Monday, a week after surpassing 1 million coronavirus deaths. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says President Trump is meeting with doctors treating him for COVID-19 on Monday to assess his progress. He said the administration is optimistic that the president could be discharged from the hospital later in the day. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she has tested positive for coronavirus. She said Monday that she has no symptoms of the illness. McEnany also added that she had no knowledge of the positive test of Hope Hicks, an advisor to President Trump, before holding a press briefing last Thursday. Hicks's positive test was revealed Thursday evening. McEnany said she will begin the quarantine process and continue to work remotely. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson sought on Monday to play down a failure in his country's testing system that did not initially show 16,000 coronavirus test results. To address broader job losses in the country's economy, the British government on Monday launched a new $300 million program aimed at helping people get back to work. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A car bomb attack on the convoy of the governor of Afghanistan's Laghman province killed at least 8 people, including 4 of the governor's bodyguards. The provincial governor survived but was wounded, along with at least 40 other people. The governor's spokesman said several civilians were killed in the early Monday attack in Afghanistan's in the provincial center. Separately, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani arrived in Doha on Monday. There, he will meet the Afghan team negotiating with the Taliban. That's according to the deputy presidential spokesman. After nearly 3 weeks of talks that started on September 12th, the teams are still negotiating the ground rules for what are expected to be complicated discussions. The Taliban want their February agreement with the United States to serve as a pillar of future negotiations. That deal allowed for a comprehensive ceasefire between the two sides to be announced, along with the completion and agreement over the future political roadmap of Afghanistan. The Afghan negotiating team wants the process to be based on the recommendations of a Loya Jirga, or traditional Grand Assembly of Afghans, that has called for an immediate ceasefire, as well as preserving the Afghan constitution and the democratic system of governance during the negotiations. The fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over Nagorno-Karabakh spilled over the disputed region's borders on Sunday. Hikmet Hajiyev, an aide to Azerbaijani President Ilhan Aliyev, said Armenian forces shelled Azerbaijan's second-largest city of Ganja with heavy artillery and rockets, killing one person and injuring 32 others. Hajiyev also said Armenian forces also targeted the industrial city of Mingachevir and other small towns. Hajiyev's claims were denied by Armenian defense forces, but Arayik Harutyunyan, the leader of the contested Nagorno-Karabakh, said in a post on Facebook that his forces targeted military objects in Ganja before he ordered them to stop to avoid killing civilians. More than 100 jihadist prisoners have reportedly been released in Mali in an apparent exchange for a politician and a French aid worker. The French news agency reported that the release of Malian opposition leader Soumaila Cissé and French charity worker Sophie Petronin were negotiated over the weekend. Cissé, who is 70, has been the runner-up in 3 presidential elections. He was campaigning in the central area of the country in March when 6 members of his team were kidnapped in an attack in which his bodyguard was killed. It is believed that Cissé and his entourage were being held by a jihadist group linked to Al-Qaeda. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.